So I'm at home in Brooklyn, New York, and I'm invited to a party. This guy's having a party in Lower East Side or East Village. So I go. My girlfriend I live with didn't want to go. I'm in the kitchen. I'm bored as shit. And this woman is wearing white Levi jeans. She bends over to get a beer out of the refrigerator. Her ass looks so goddamn good in those white Levi jeans. I said, get me a beer, which she did. So then we started having a conversation. This was not a date, mind you. We started having a conversation. And it turns out her friend wanted to know, who is that guy you're talking to? He says, his name is Don Palmer. And I said, that's Don Palmer? They're musicians. I'm a writer for the Village Voice. They knew who I was. They were excited that she was talking to me. We spent our entire evening discussing. I was the funder. I gave up money. I wrote grant proposals. She just started a job at writing grant proposals. We spent the entire evening discussing what you want to see in a grant proposal. That's very sexy and exciting. However, what she did inform me of, because she was there because her husband didn't want to go to the party either, neither did my girlfriend, what she informed me was that the guy who was hosting the party, it was all Wisconsin party, wherever it is, the reason I was asking him why was because there was this woman he had a crush on. He wanted her to come to the party. He told her I was coming because she had told him I was the best fuck she'd ever had. And I said, that makes no sense whatsoever to me. But she did show up with her sister. Now, that's cool. Then she and her sister, we left later at the party. The woman left with the white Levi's. We went to a rooftop party. I thought, I'll go to a rooftop party in East Village. Well, there's a bunch of gay guys doing e-taps. So I got a bunch of gay guys dancing around, really sexy, and I got sisters. But I have to go home. So I do go home because that's a responsible thing to do as a man with a girlfriend he lives with. So I get home, whatever. Then, you know, a week or so later, the woman I met in the white Levi's worked around the corner from me. She wanted to have lunch. We had lunch, and this was back when you could drink at lunch. It was okay to do that. We had a few drinks. And in the middle of lunch, she wanted to know what I thought about pornography. I sputtered. I didn't know what to say. I live with people who worked at a restaurant called Lisa Strada in Madison, Wisconsin. Pornography is an evil term for a man to even think about, let alone utter. So I said nothing, and she basically called me a wimp and a pussy. And we didn't get along at all. We didn't get along at all. I meet her again, I don't know, a month or so later in the bank at the ATM machine, and she wants to know, oh, who are you, how are you doing, whatever. And it turns out I wasn't doing very well because my job had the wisdom to fund a production of Annie Sprinkle at the Kitchen in New York City. I was a program officer. I tried to explain to the panelists, the committee of the board, and the board who Annie Sprinkle was without revealing the fact that I'd watched many of her films while smoking reefer, drinking beer, eating fried chicken, and thought she was funny as hell. She didn't sprinkle on my fried chicken. So I run into this woman again about this, and it turns out because I could tell her all about the state of New York trying to censor the Kitchen, New York State Council on the Arts, Annie Sprinkle, that her board member was fascinated by this and thought it was censorship, it was horrific, plus the board member had cervical cancer, so therefore Annie Sprinkle showing her cervix on stage to her speculum to her was a very radical concept. I wasn't so thrilled about it, but, you know, it was my gig. So I got taken out for another drink because I owed her a drink because the woman on the board wrote her a check immediately because she knew all about Annie Sprinkle and New York State regulations and the New York State Arts Council. Then we started going out. It's very quick. Then we started going out. We did start going out. It wasn't a date. Remember, this was not a date. She was married. I'd live with somebody, so it was not a date. Many years later, my fell apart. Her marriage fell apart. We actually then went and got married. Now, the punchline of this is the New York Times wanted to do a wedding thing for us because the Arts Council, an NGO person, black kid from Ohio, father's a doctor, farmer's daughter. What a great New York Times photograph. But we left out the Annie Sprinkle thing for fear that they would make it a really big photograph, which would embarrass a lot of people. And all my friends did not believe I'd actually gotten married. They thought I snuck in the New York Times and being married because we had a New York Times wedding photograph. But as of now, as of today, we are now in Baltimore because my wife got a job here. And all I can say is that I've cashed out of New York City, and for this moment, for all of you, I'm a motherfucking momentary millionaire because I sold a building in Brooklyn. Thanks to Annie Sprinkle.